Yeah, listen, I'm very, very much delighted for the players and for everybody that puts in the effort that we're back on another massive day, you know, in our province and our sport. And, you know, there's no doubt we want to win back-to-back Ulster championships, you know. You know, last year you win and, while you believe in yourself, absolutely, you know. I know the boys on the Saturday, they were pinching themselves after each victory. You know, it's different this year. You get in as the front runners, even though we're in Division 2 and the team that people expect to win it. And look, we haven't won it, we're in the final now, and that's what we want to do, to look after Fermanagh and the winners of the Monarch Cup we have.
6-2 up, conceded a goal, conceded another one, but how important was it to bounce back? Because you leaked ones last round as well.
Listen, it's very important to bounce back, you know, and probably listen, the first goal, you know, the second goal, they don't get a massive influence to the game. The first goal was a big, you know, it was a big blow to us, having been so much the better team and in a lot of control. Like, and you must remember the Monans, I think, first 1-5 in the first half. I think the Beggin kicked a couple of monster frees, and Conor McManus, in my opinion, was monster. I felt they were a bit harsh, the frees. I thought they were soft, a little disciplined to tackle, but I was very annoyed at the goal then that we give away. You know, I thought Carlo Connor was a player that we knew, and was responsibility to have him tag, responsibility to have somebody coming that day, and we didn't do it, so I'd be disappointed now.
10 different scores for Derry, I believe. Has to be pleasing, because it's always been talked about the Shane show and different things. So,
well, I still thought there was a lot of the Shane show in the first half, he's that good. But look, listen, scoring is obviously a massive part of football, but it's not just scoring, it's about having to understand the situations and how to attack. And we just feel we work equally hard, 50% with the ball, 50% without. And the reality is, people have caught on to defensive football, people can work their way around it. You know, so they can, and we have the players that are able to do that when teams defend with 11, 12, 13, 14, you know.
And Kieran McCall back in action, pleasing.
Yeah, listen, Kieran's a great player. He's a great competitor. He's really, really focused. He, you know, he's right back in phenomenal shape, and we're just delighted. And I think it's great for Kieran to be part of our group as well.